It's National Forgiveness and Happiness Day, a day to tell those who hurt you that it's okay. Like your roommate who never refills the Brita pitcher, your husband who said $118 is too much for yoga pants from Lululemon, your teen who never resets the mirrors after borrowing the car, your coworker who reheats fish in the break room microwave, the guy at the gym who didn't wipe down the leg press, those two shirtless D-bags who take up the whole park to play Ultimate Frisbee, and of course, your wife. All she had to do was say, "Yes, honey, your old high school football jersey still fits." Instead, she laughed. National Forgiveness and Happiness Day. Forgive today. Except for your neighbor who parks his Cybertruck in front of your house. Screw that guy.
Cybertruck. KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an abs, Minky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Welcome, friends.
I've got a question.
Who wants a taco?
So, tacos? Who wants tacos? I'm buying.
Who want little tiny tacos?
Today is National Taco Day.
Taco about something we can all agree to celebrate.
It's taco. Taco! Tacos!
Happy National Taco Day. Probably one of the best days of the year.
Tacos, 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 tacos.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that even work? How do you get our live show or our feature channel and our feature channel? They're a package deal. How do you get that on the Alexa device? Well, you enable the skill. You do it one time. You say, "Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill," and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast." You have to add the VA in there. So what's the difference between the live show and the podcast? Well, we have to record it sometime now, don't we? So we do the live show when we're actually recording the podcast. It's kind of backwards. We do the live show and we record it. And then we take all those segments and we put them together into a full-length podcast. You can find them on the Alexa, or you can search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. That usually drops around noon or so, because the live show is between 8-ish and 11-ish, and then we repack it and do all the production and pop it up on the interwebs, and there you go. So you can find it. Just search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, or you can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. It's our virtual time machine, because there's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes. We do about 240 or so episodes per year, and they're all there for going back about 4 years or so. I think we've been repacking the live show as a podcast. So anywho's, and you can watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We're going to get really smart. We've got your stupid criminals in the news, so we're going to get dumb. And then we've got some good news for you as well. I've got a story that we're going to read about Halloween. We've got a report, new survey, ask Americans to rate how much they love Halloween on a scale of 1 to 5. So we've got a list of the states that love Halloween the most and the least, and we'll talk about different things related to Halloween now that we're in October, plus our top list top reasons some people hate Halloween. That's all on the way. We also have Megan Huffman is going to be joining us from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. They are closing in on 200 nonprofit organizations being represented on the Share platform. And today, I believe they have, they have a new member. Tony Martin with the Bedford Urban Gardens will be joining us on the program today. They're closing in. I think they're only two nonprofits away from their goal of having 200 nonprofits represented on the Share platform. We'll talk more about that, but if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not utilizing the Share Greater Lynchburg platform, you need to. It's free, and you can reach thousands and thousands of people that are looking for nonprofits like yours that do what you do. And it's a great way to network. It's a great way to they have plenty of resources. They have plenty of events for nonprofit leaders and nonprofit staffers and volunteers. You can learn so much, but man, oh man, you can find volunteers. You can get people to donate to your organization right through the platform. It's a great platform for our area. So check it out. Again, if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, you need to be. So check them out at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. We'll speak with Megan and Tony Martin coming up in just a few. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
My Thanksgiving, and I approve this message.
October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Halloween supports dangerous roving gangs of children going door to door to get their fix. When it comes to health care, Halloween doesn't care. Under Halloween, tooth decay rates have doubled and instances of child obesity have skyrocketed. Halloween is deceptive. Sure, it may look like a sexy firefighter, but don't count on Halloween if your house is burning down. And Halloween is not a legal holiday. If Halloween had its choice, it would allow for more illegal holidays to invade and take over your calendar. Don't be tricked. Halloween is no treat. This October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Paid for by Thanksgiving.
Yep. The Mike Show. So, believe it or not, there are people that do not like Halloween. I said, here, let me get a sound effect here. They do not like Halloween. How can that possibly be? Well, according to this, it's a new survey. They asked Americans how to rate how much they love Halloween on a scale of 1 to 5, and then compared the responses across all 50 states. Now, is 1 the low? The 1 is you hate Halloween, right? And 5 is you love Halloween. In the end, the states that are the biggest Halloween fanatics are Delaware, Idaho, North Dakota, which all scored an average of 4.2 out of 5. Now, several states were just a notch behind that, including Alabama, California, Iowa, New Hampshire, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Wyoming. The state with the least Halloween spirit is Arizona. Well, okay. it's got to be probably 90 degrees out there during trick-or-treating. And by the way, Arizona is filled with a lot of, it's kind of a retirement state. So there's lots and lots of older folks who might not either A, want to get dressed up and go trick-or-treating or go to a Halloween party, or B, might not like children. I don't know. Well, anyway, Arizona scored an average of 3.7 out of 5. Wisconsin also isn't that into Halloween, and neither are Montana, Hawaii, South Carolina, Nebraska, Virginia. Alaska and North Carolina and Georgia also on the list. By the way, the average American purchases 4.5 bags of candy per season, with most opting for the large or party size bags. And across the country, Americans purchase around 745 million pounds of candy during the Halloween season every year. The most popular types, chocolate, followed by chewy candy and fruity candy. Let's see where we ended up in. We've got a map here. Virginia, 3.82 on the Halloween-y scale. 3.82. All right, so with that brings us to our top list. According to this survey, Arizona, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Nebraska are the states that like Halloween the least. I said the least. We know what you're thinking. How the heck can anyone dislike the most awesome night of the year, right? Well, we'll explain with today's list. It's our top list today. Top reasons some people hate Halloween, all right? Here we go. Number one, giving out candy is socialism. And this isn't China.
Hello.
Is it, Chief?
Hello.
Yeah. Top reasons some people hate Halloween. A pumpkin is just a watermelon with a spray tan, right? Top reasons some people hate Halloween. If they want to see a bunch of cobwebs, they can go look at your junk. Anyway, top reasons some people hate Halloween. As huge fans of Bed Bath & Beyond, seeing that spirit store instead really stinks. As huge fans of Bed Bath & Beyond, saying, yeah, because they closed, I get it. Some reasons top people. Now I did it to myself. All right, take three. Top reasons some people hate Halloween. Halloween promotes tooth decay, and that's the job of meth. Top reasons some people hate Halloween. They fail to appreciate your hilarious foam gravestone that says decapitated. Get it? Yeah. Top reasons some people hate Halloween. As a supermodel, the skeleton hanging on your porch feels like you're mocking them. And top reasons some people hate Halloween. Well, duh, candy corn. It's the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Air Canada now offers complimentary alcohol to passengers. If Spirit did that, there would be no survivors. Jamie Kennedy says he plans to do a sequel to Malibu's Most Wanted. Then he continued to fill someone's coffee order. A substitute teacher in Vermont was caught with cocaine in class. Students knew there was something wrong when she appeared to enjoy her job. And Busch Light is giving free beer to people who change their name to Hunter. Or you can just keep your name the same and enjoy good beer. This is not Headline News.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and it's the Tuesday edition. Really, really happy you could join us. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 5 up Commerce Street. All right, coming up on the program, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of 3 can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's probably better that way. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. Despite being in service for about 20 years, the F-22 has only scored 3 air-to-air kills. The first was a Chinese balloon in February of 2023. The other 2 came just days after that. Those kills were never recovered, but they were also believed to be balloon-like in nature. Like maybe a $12 hobby balloon? I don't know. The U.S. Air Force has 187 F-22s, which cost over $60 billion. I guess it's good that they haven't had more action. Hopefully it stays that way. Number 2. There is a bridge called Outer Bridge Crossing between Staten Island, New York, and New Jersey. It didn't get its name because it's an outer bridge for New York City. It's named after a Port Authority chairman. His name was Eugenius H. Outerbridge. And they didn't want it to be the Outer Bridge Bridge. Okay. Number 3, the alley-oop started as a football term. It was used in 1957 to describe a play where the quarterback would throw the ball high up in the air and another player would jump and catch it. Basketball started using the term 2 years later. Number 4, when Jack Nicholson was 37, he found out the woman he thought was his sister was really his mother. His mother, June, was a showgirl. She was only 17 when he was born. He was raised by her parents, his grandparents. And then number 5, the word dilemma originally meant the choice between 2 tough options. 3 options was a trilemma. 4 options with a quadrilemma, and so on and so on and so on. And those are your 5 random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. So happy you could join us. Coming up, we have sounds, and we are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. We're also going to be talking with Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, along with Tony Martin from the Bedford Urban Gardens. We'll learn about their organization, and Share is only two nonprofits away on their platform from reaching their goal of 200 nonprofits represented on their platform. So if you're part of a nonprofit, go on over to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and learn how you can get on their platform. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. So each and every Tuesday, Megan stops by and we talk about how Share Greater Lynchburg is impacting our nonprofit community. And you are two nonprofits shy of 200.
That's right. 200 nonprofits represented on the Share Greater Lynchburg platform. We have a pathway to victory because this Sunday is our 5-year anniversary, and it was a goal of ours to reach 200 by then. And I think we're going to get there.
I think so, too. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not utilizing the Share Greater Lynchburg platform, just reach out to Megan Huffman at Share Greater Lynchburg and get on the platform. It is absolutely positively free, and it's just a really, really great way to get the word out about what you do, to get your events out there, to also fundraise. And there's so many things, and we'll talk about all the ways that Share Greater Lynchburg impacts our nonprofit community. But today, you brought us a guest, and who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to have Tony Martin, who is the president of Bedford Urban Gardens Board, here with us. It's a brand new nonprofit to join Share Greater Lynchburg as of last week. So they took advantage of the opportunity to come on to the program right away and tell us more about BUG and what's coming up in this month.
Well, Tony, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. I'm very glad to be here.
Absolutely. Well, now I've had some experience with the Bedford Urban Garden, or BUG as it's known, and we've talked about it. I've had a couple different interviews over the years with you folks. But Tony, tell us how Bedford Urban Garden is, and tell the folks that might not know, what is it that you do?
Yeah, sure. Bedford Urban Gardens is a community garden that was started, our first growing season was 10 years ago. And we have 53 raised beds right in the town of Bedford. Most of those beds are rental beds, and folks will pay a fee. It's the best deal in town for gardeners, I tell you. It's got a deer fence around it, and it's groundhog proof. It's got
that's important
compost in these raised beds that is organic and rich. You don't even need a shovel. You just go there and you take your hand and move some dirt and stick a plant in and it grows like crazy. There's water hookups there. There's a shed full of all the tools you might need, including fertilizers, sprays, organic sprays. And we have our garden manager is an expert and he's available to give advice. And it's just a really, really user-friendly way to garden. So we have the rental beds. And then we have 11 beds that we call giving beds. Okay. And those are for the board manages those, and we grow produce to give away. We give to the Bedford Christian Ministries here in town, and we give to John Early Apartments, which is a subsidized apartment for elderly folks in Bedford. And so twice a week we harvest from the giving beds and we give to those folks. Other people in the community that have organic gardenings also donate their produce. And typically in a year, we give a couple thousand pounds or more of organic vegetables.
That is tremendous.
Amazing.
We're really proud of that. And the third thing that we do that I think is really cool. In fact, I just came from meeting with this family to get on to this morning. We have two mentor beds, and we every year we have a family that wants to learn how to garden, and we give them two beds and sort of shepherd them through a growing season.
Oh wow!
And, there's two delightful kids this year in this family, and they're just so excited every time they come, and it's really fun to watch them learn and be full of awe and wonder at what's growing in the garden. We were digging digging potatoes a few months ago, and one of the girls, it was like, oh, it's like magic. It's like digging for buried treasure.
Yes, delicious buried treasure.
Aww. Yeah. So those are the three main things we do. I know we were going to talk about volunteer opportunities you can ask me a question or I could just jump right into that.
Absolutely. Well, and that question is, do you have any volunteer opportunities at Bedford Urban Gardens?
We do. We have work days and Megan, I haven't put this in our page, but I need to do that. But we have work days, usually two or three in the fall and two or three in the spring, where all the renters and friends of Bug, that's a pretty wide, a much wider umbrella, show up. And we have, it's really fun. There's 20 or 30 people come there and we spread mulch on the paths and do whatever needs to be done in the garden as a whole. So those are, and I should have those dates on top of my head. They're in November. I think the first two Saturdays in November, I believe.
We can put them out through Share once they're up on the page this week. We'll put it in our newsletter.
Absolutely. Well, and I also understand that you guys have an event that's upcoming that is a fundraising event. Let's talk about that.
Every year we have a fundraiser, and you got the flyer and everything. This is a dinner event. We're calling it a Taste of Italia because our theme is Italian, and we have an Italian feast catered, and we'll have a roving violinist playing Italian music, and bottles of Chianti on the table, and all of that. I think it'll be great fun. And the tickets are $50 a person, and it should be a fun evening. And there's raffles. There's a 50-50 raffle. There's a cash bar. It's the whole nine yards. So
very, very cool. Well, and this is at the Bauer Center for the Arts.
Thank you. Yes, it'd be important to let people know where he is.
And it's Saturday, October 25th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And folks can reach out to you guys through Share Greater Lynchburg. You can also reach out to your organization through your social media to purchase tickets.
Yes.
And we will share this information up on this broadcast so that people can just click through to it.
Excellent.
And get their tickets that way. $50 yeah. per person. It's, it sounds like a great fun night.
And they can contact me directly for to order tickets too.
So. All right. Well, Tony, this just sounds wonderful. It's ever since I heard about Bedford Urban Garden, it's just been it's such a cool concept and such a great way to give back, and also for folks to learn more about gardening.
Yeah.
Is it just vegetables, or do you
when you rent a bed, you can put whatever you want in there. A lot of people grow flowers. In fact, just now with the kids, we picked some sunflowers and some zinnias that they had decided to grow.
Nice.
So I have to say, this is often part of our pitch that is not acknowledged, but it is beautiful. Yeah, the people driving by there will slow down just to look.
Nice.
It really is a good little green gem in our little town. So
very, very cool. Well, Tony, thank you so much for all that you do, and thank you so much for sharing what it is that your organization does. Again, we'll link up everything on this broadcast, and we'll let folks know all about your organization and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have this in our newsletter this week and feature some images and some event links and volunteer opportunities and ways to get involved in our newsletter that goes out to homes across the region.
Okay. And I forgot to mention that one of our funding sources is grants, and we have gotten grants from Greater Lynchburg Foundation before. And,
awesome.
That helps us keep our beds refurbished. You know, we do some beds every year and top them off with compost. And, you know, of course, there's expenses, but
absolutely.
Yeah. Bug is one of our 251 nonprofits that receives grants annually. Last year, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation donated $2.67 million to our region. And we make that possible through through donors across the region, just giving generously and for the last 53 years. So we're grateful that Bug is part of that community of giving.
And so are we.
Absolutely. Well, how are things going with Share Greater Lynchburg? We had mentioned at the top of the broadcast that you are two nonprofits away from your goal of 200.
Yes, and we set that goal because this Sunday, October 12th, is our five-year anniversary of coming online. And as you know, we're part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We believe that if we can magnify, equip, and connect nonprofits together, then those dollars will go further. That 2.67 I mentioned will go further if we're not working in silos and we're working as community. So if different nonprofits can band together and work on cohesive programming, and we try to bring nonprofits together in community. So we will be celebrating our five-year birthday next week through the way a five-year-old should. And that is at the Super Rad Arcade Bar in downtown Lynchburg. And we're going to be having ice cream cake and party hats and all the fun that you would if you're turning five. And
see,
so
now, if you were turning two, we'd have a smash cake.
That's right. That's right. you can smash our ice cream cake, Mike. You have been such a wonderful ally to share and making us grow. But we're going to be having just unlimited games for 3 hours and some networking opportunities.
Nice.
And just an opportunity to recognize the sponsors and the donors and the partners who have made it possible. So all of our Share family is welcome to come. And our goal is 200 nonprofits, 100 volunteer opportunities, and 50 events featured on the platform by next Tuesday. We are so close, and I think we will get there. You know, our page allows you to feature career opportunities at your nonprofit, internships, board of directors positions, committee roles. There's a lot of things that can be posted on one's page, and we're going to be unveiling a new way to collect donations as well.
Wow.
Through Stripe in the coming weeks, that allows nonprofits to have thermometer technology. So as we approach Giving Tuesday, you can set up a thermometer and try to receive, you know, you can see the progress of giving as we get closer. So I'm excited about that feature that's new to the platform. We're grateful to be part of the Share family that makes that possible. In addition to programming, we also have a executive director series luncheon this Thursday. That is funded by a grant from the Al Strubontz Foundation. And the mission of those gatherings is just to bring executive directors together around a particular topic. We've done childcare, housing, fundraising. This Thursday, we'll be talking about mental health and substance use because that affects so many different organizations. Absolutely. And the work that they do. And so it's just a time for executive directors and CEOs to just exhale, enjoy a lunch at Isabella's, hear from an expert on the topic and local data that allows us to sort of be singing off of the same song sheet as far as our data is concerned. And so we're going to be having the CEO of Horizon Behavioral Health present at that luncheon. So we still have a few seats left for anyone who is looking to get involved in that luncheon. And again, our birthday party next Tuesday.
All right. And we will link everything up on this broadcast. We'll let folks know all about the upcoming events as well, even into November and December with Giving Tuesday and all of that.
That's right.
Yeah. Lots and lots going on between now and the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. And if you have not yet signed up for the Share Greater Lynchburg newsletter, you can go ahead and do that. How are things going at the foundation?
Awesome. Thanks for asking. We have our grant cycles for October kicking off. That includes on October 15th, nonprofits that do youth programming. It's specific to youth programming can apply between October 15th and November 15th for our Youth Philanthropy Council grant. The 27 area high school seniors will work through a process of giving out $10,000 and $5,000 grant to local nonprofits. And so it's teaching the art of philanthropy and the opportunity of understanding what the foundation goes through and the rigor of selecting these grant placements. So that application is open October 15th to November 15th. We also have the Plymel grant, which is specific. It has some specific parameters around it. All that can be found on our website. That also opens on October 15th. Okay. So just come back to Lynchburg Foundation, look for grants. And you know, there's always something going on over there to apply for.
Absolutely. That's lynchburgfoundation.org, and we'll link that up as well. Tony, Megan, thank you so much for joining us on the program each and every Tuesday. Megan joins us with a guest, and we love to learn about our area nonprofit organizations. And if you're part of one and you're not on the Share platform, get on it. It's free. Visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, I think you'll like it. Let's go directly to viral videos. Extremely popular YouTuber Mr. Beast made a video message to himself 10 years ago to be played 10 years in the future. That time is now. So here he is watching it. He was only 17 at the time. Here, listen.
Hi, me in 10 years.
Hey.
You're going to see this in 2025.
Oh my god.
It's 2015 for me right now.
Oh, this is crazy. Look how young I look.
Dude, what if I'm dead?
Thankfully, not dead.
If I don't have a million subscribers when you see this video, my entire life has been a failure.
We actually have dozens of channels with millions of subscribers.
But by the time you see this, I'll have finished high school.
I did finish high school.
Gone to college.
Technically, I went to college. I went for 2 weeks and then I thought it was super boring and didn't go. It was a community college. We could not afford real college.
Probably be doing YouTube as a job, hopefully. Maybe.
And he is. All right, another viral video. This is an online debate over men telling women her kid needs to be quiet in a restaurant. Oh, my. All right, so, yeah, if you're in a restaurant, there's a shrieking baby at the other table. In this case, a man asks the mother if she can quiet her screaming kid. Her reaction was to post this argument between them. Here, listen.
So this gentleman here is telling me to tell my 8-month-old to stop screaming because he has sensitive ears. I know it's loud, but he's an adult. He can leave, and he chooses not to leave. He's choosing me to tell me to take my baby out because he has sensitive ears. She's a child, sir. It's not me. I didn't do anything.
You're causing this whole restaurant to have to hear our discussion. They don't want to hear that. They want to get their food.
You came to me about my child, did you not? You can't remove yourself from this restaurant. No, you're disrespectful, you're entitled, and you're being privileged right now.
I'm not responsible for the way that men have probably mistreated you in the past.
Men, I'm a happily married woman. What are you talking about, baby? I'm 10 years next week. So no one has mistreated me. You've been disrespectful.
Wow. All right, this went on for more than 3 minutes. The manager finally came over to calm her down so the restaurant could get back to business as usual. As he did, the kid screamed twice. Anyway, let's skip that. We're going to use that for stupid criminals. People are listing the things they don't get the appeal of at all. Like, social places where the music is too loud to talk to anybody, or being mean just seems cool, and Taylor Swift. This is something you just don't get the appeal of.
I don't get it.
Yep.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I'm going to save that, by the way. We're putting that right in this machine. Elements. Homer, I don't get it. All right, there we go. Fox News says there are videos circulating on TikTok and Instagram featuring doctors saying that once frozen, a slice of bread becomes completely different and 10 times healthier than it was before you froze it. Okay.
When bread is frozen, some of its starch changes into something called resistant starch. Your body digests it more like fiber than sugar. And toasting it, that can slightly lower its glycemic index. And yes, small studies back that up. But this isn't a miracle hack. The real wins? Choosing whole grain bread, adding protein, and ditching sugary toppings.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Okay. All right. Let's see. A young mechanic in Texas went viral on TikTok after showing how his shop's prices for basic oil changes have doubled over the past year from around $39 to $79. Here is Skyler breaking it down in his video.
They went up again to $79.99 or $120 for a full synthetic, which is actually competitive pricing for an oil change right now, which just doesn't make any sense because you can go buy 5 quarts of oil for like $30 at Amazon, but somehow the price of labor is what's bringing the price of the oil changes up. Meanwhile, the people doing the labor don't get any pay raise or anything, so I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, let's get the music going again. All right. All right, are we going to a comedian? I think we might. Oh, let's do sports. It was a dramatic Monday Night Football win for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kansas City has scored a touchdown with only 1 minute 45 left in the game, and we're up 28-24. But KC committed a couple penalties, and the Jags were first and goal on the 1 yard line. QB Trevor Lawrence had his foot stepped on, but his own teammate while going back to pass. He fell down on the six, stumbled while getting up, but ended up running it in for what would be, well, this.
Now Lawrence goes down, has to get up, breaks a tackle, touchdown Jackson Bird!
He was able to score. Oh, man.
One of the more exciting one-yard touchdown runs you'll ever see.
No, there's no kidding about that.
All right, the final, Jags 31. They're 4-1. Chiefs 28, falling to 2-3. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Bob Marley, the comedian, on why Halloween was tough for him as a kid.
Grew up in the sticks in Maine. Halloween, that was great. Trick-or-treating. The houses are 5 miles apart. Like running a marathon with a costume on. Every couple of miles is a guy with a cup of water with some M&Ms in it. Keep running, Batman. Keep running. People from Maine will tell you that they're telling you. Have you noticed that? Gee, it's pretty cold out there tonight. I'm telling you. Well, yeah. You're looking at me and everything. I hope you're telling me. Everybody in Maine has a truck, too. We have a truck, or we know someone that has a truck. That's right. Anybody in this room can have a truck down here in 5 minutes if we needed one. I could say, I gotta move this microphone stand. Well, I'll go get my brother's truck. They gotta tell you what kind of truck their brother had. My brother got a Ford 250 Lariat, half-ton Chevy, with the woofer him house on the side whacker. Oh, I'm telling you.
All right, there you go. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and maybe vigorously, attentively, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news, and then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Here we go. People can do crazy things when they feel jilted by an ex. But there's got to be a story behind this one. A 28-year-old woman in Florida named Gabrielle Franz was arrested last week after she was caught throwing dozens of tampons into her ex-boyfriend's lawn. He now lives there with his new girlfriend. It's unclear why she did it, but reports say there were 75 to 100. She had also painted them red, so it looked like they were used. Gabrielle initially denied that she was there or even knew where her ex lived, but when she was shown security camera footage of her truck, she changed her story and said that it was her mom and aunt's idea. And Gabrielle is a local firefighter, but she's been placed on paid leave. She was charged with two counts of misdemeanor stalking. Here is, what is this? Nah, we're not going to do that. All right, do we have another one? Do we? Or are we going to good news? Looking. Nope. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity in the world. Let's see. What about this one? An 18-year-old hockey player named Jackson Drum received a special welcome back at a Minnesota Wild preseason game. Jackson suffered a very serious spinal cord injury while playing prep school hockey and has spent 9 months away from the rink recovering. Here's Jackson and his mom talking about his injury and his recovery.
He broke his C1 and C2, which is at the top of your spinal cord. He wasn't supposed to have any movement or be able to breathe or drink or anything.
I just believed in myself. I believed in God.
It's just like a miracle.
It felt amazing to be back with my team. All their faces, all the new faces too, they just were so happy to see me. It filled my heart with joy. I'm starting to be able to walk a little bit, and I really wanted to show that there's hope for anyone with a spinal cord injury.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.